time for everybody's favorite show, the Heather Nursery Gardening Corner. Now, here's the gardening expert, Dwayne Hastad, along with Paul Ramo, whose gardening knowledge stops at the produce section of the grocery store.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Lockerbie County Fairgrounds. Paul Ramo, along with Dwayne Hastad, for another garden show live from the fair, Dwayne.
Yeah, a lot of stuff going on in the fair already. Things are just kind of starting opening up, and we came down last night and started setting up the booths and finished this morning. So I invite everybody to come down to the Lockbarrow County Fair, and the Heather Nursery Landscaping booth is right outside of the Home and Garden Show. We've been here for 30-plus years, and I'd like to talk to you at the fair, and if you have any questions, garden questions,
yep,
answer them on the air right now.
Yeah, as you walk by, Dwayne will be sitting in his tall chair here. Stop by and ask him any question you want, right?
As long as it's dealing with plants.
Yeah, we're broadcasting right outside the horticultural building.
Yeah.
And Heather Nursery and Floral has a great setup out here. Explain what you have here, Dwayne.
Well, we've kind of been doing the same thing for a number of years. We bring in straw bales, then we stack them up for shelving and type stuff, bring in a few trees. We got a pretty cool tree right in front of there. If you've been looking at that, it's a flowering crab and has red berries on it. It's pretty cool.
Are those edible?
Yeah, you can eat them.
Okay.
Usually the birds let them ferment on the tree, and then they eat them, and then they go kind of wacky.
Oh.
So you don't eat them yet.
Wait till they eat them. Yeah. Well, that reminds me, I was mini golf out in Montana once, and I was waiting for the people ahead of us, and I picked a few of them. My wife wasn't too happy with me.
And then we have a lot of mums. We have a lot of garden mums, and they're for sale here at the fair, and built a garden shock, or a corn shock this year. It's 10 feet high.
Yeah, it's
that
tall.
Corn is crazy.
Yeah.
And the corn cobs are huge. So come and check that out. We got some roosters and a dragon and birds and pumpkins and a lot of fall things. So stop down and we'll chat a bit.
And that's the plant of the week, right? That's what we're talking about? What's the plant of the week?
The plant of the week is the booth at the fair.
Okay.
It's the plants at the fair, which includes the plants in the booth, but also that the Home and Garden. I'm very impressed this year. There's a lot of exhibits in there, a lot of vegetables and gardening type stuff and flowers and quilts, et cetera, baking goods.
Yep.
And check that out. There's a lot more vegetables. It must have been a great year for vegetables because there's a lot of good-looking ones in there.
They got the big pumpkins in there and
yep,
stuff like that?
Yep.
Okay.
Big pumpkins and...
You were saying it's probably more than you've seen in a long time.
Yeah. And
here,
they really, the specimens or the entries really look nice. A lot of blue ribbons in there. So I thank everybody for exhibiting in there. And it's always, I think it's fun. And I know a lot of people come here and they go into the building. That's why we're located here.
Yeah.
And it looks really neat.
What's impressed you? You see anything that's impressed you in there?
Terry Overlander.
Oh, Terry Overlander. He's here. He's going to sell you a raffle ticket live on the air. Okay.
You got a gardening question,
yeah,
Terry?
My asparagus. It's starting to turn brown, some of the plants. How it burns out and
yeah,
everything, and they're turning brown. Why?
The question is, Terry has, why are my asparagus plants turning brown? I'd say probably too much water, moisture.
Will they come out of it?
Well, you know.
Cut them down? Or?
No, well, you could cut them down. I would. If you want to, I'd use some of that fertilizer and the fungicide that's organic, the Biomentum.
Okay,
spray that.
That
yeah, I know you got some of that, spray that on there. That'll stop what's ever on there.
Okay.
And I'll give it a kick ready to go for next year.
Yeah, I noticed that last time I was out in the garden. I'm trying to figure that out.
Yeah, see, I told you, Dwayne, somebody's going to walk by and ask you a question.
Yep.
And right off the bat here, Terry stops by. But he's going to sell you a raffle ticket.
Dwayne's going to sell these for the chamber.
Oh, Dwayne.
You want to buy one?
What's it for?
The Gnome Raffle.
Gnome Town Raffle.
30th. How much are they, Terry?
$20.
$20.
Okay.
Happy present to win. We hope to sell 300 tickets. That's pretty good.
Yep. So there's $1,000 giveaway, $500, $250, $150. So...
No,
what the heck,
I'll buy one.
So. I'll have.
I want you guys to
all right.
But I did have that gardening question.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
See you, Terry.
Yeah.
Come down to the fair and see Terry Overlander, too.
He'd be working in it. The chamber booth.
The Dawson chamber booth. Yeah. Terry's there.
All right.
Our horticulture concern of the week is related to what Terry just said, is the fungus problem, but in the lawn, and it's called rust. If you walk across your lawn and your shoes turn red, rusty color, that's a fungus problem in your lawn. And
that's what's happening now?
It's happening now. I've had a number of questions this week on, you know, what the heck, you know. But it's a fungus problem.
Okay.
And spray it with Biomentum, or we have a product called Save Your Lawn, and that's what it's for. Talking about that, Bart Hill asked me to look at his lawn, and I was looking at his lawn, and he goes, it's just, you know. And he takes good care of his lawn.
Yep, he does.
And he has a lot of trees, which so some of his grass was yellow, and some spots weren't filled in with grass, and I said, spray, Save Your Lawn on it. And he did it Thursday, and I saw him on Tuesday morning, and he goes, my lawn has already turned green. He goes, am I just imagining this or what? And I said, no, it works really good.
Wow.
It's a natural fertilizer with beneficial bacteria and fungi on it, in it, and it does amazing. I'm reading a book on all that technical stuff right now.
Okay.
And it's amazing what our world was created and how it was created and all the things that we don't understand. And your lawn and plants are alive.
Yep.
And
always working.
It's always working. And if you throw that out of balance, you just disrupt every. You have issues.
Yep. Just like the human body.
Well, yeah. Me and you know about that. You take care of your body and you got to take care of your lawn and your plants. And lawn and plant part department, I can help you with that. So, again, and I know we've kind of talked about this, but stop down at the fair. I'd be glad to talk to you. It'd be fun. And you can sign up for a free gift. We're giving away a gallon
jug.
If you're
at the table?
Yeah,
at
the table.
At the table.
Hey, and you can drop your registration right in the rooster here.
You got a rooster? Oh, that rooster.
Okay.
Hey, yeah, talk about this fern that's underneath the table. It's really beautiful.
You know, this table has gone all over the United States.
It has?
Yeah, because I do talks around the United States and around the cities and all that type of stuff, and I usually bring this table, and we have booths and stuff. And I found out there's a little ring on the bottom of this table, and it fits a 10-inch plant. And I usually put a fern in there because it looks really cool. So this is a Boston fern. I should have probably entered it in the building.
It looks really healthy.
It's gorgeous. If every plant looked like that, we wouldn't have a lot of problems in the world.
Right.
Stop and look at the fern. It's a Boston fern. It's in a 10-inch pot, and it's underneath the table.
All right. Yeah, beautiful plant, that's for sure.
And so, I think we have some another plant that I haven't been able to get a lot this year. Is it's called the allium plant. It's called Millennium Allium,
right,
which is in the onion plant family, and it shoots out a big round ball on the top, which is the flowers. It's purple, and haven't had them most of this year, but we got some just the other day, and the purple allium is really gorgeous, and we have a purple rusty colored coneflower, and so we have some fall plants at the booth, and come look at them, and if you have questions on those, we can answer those too.
Can people order some stuff here or buy some stuff here?
Well, I hope they buy some stuff, because you know what? I don't want to haul it back.
Oh, really? You can buy it right here,
You can buy it, and I'll give you a deal.
Okay.
So
can't beat that.
Can't beat that. Got some apple trees behind us here. There's a apple tree called Triumph, which has been new the last couple years. Triumph is a cross between a Honeycrisp apple, which is probably the most popular apple out there, and a Liberty apple. And Liberty apple is supposed to be the most nutritious for you.
Oh.
So we got great taste and a good nutritious apple. It's called Triumph. So I would strongly suggest planting a Triumph apple this fall.
Okay. How are the apple trees doing this year, do you know?
You know, I think they're doing really well, and I've seen them around. There's tons of apples on them. It can't be a lack of moisture.
Mm-hmm.
The apples look good, except I had a cousin of mine call me the other day. He said, all my apples fell off.
Oh, no.
I go, what the heck? He says, have you heard that problem? I said, well, I haven't heard about that this year. But I think he had a hailstorm. They had hailed right there.
Yep.
And it must have affected those trees, and the apples all fell off.
Oh, wow.
So
heavy. I saw apple trees that were almost bent over because they were so heavy.
A lot of apples. That gets weight.
Yeah.
You could pick some of those apples. A lot of people brace those up. But, you know, after the leaves have fallen off, maybe you need to prune up your apple tree so it's sturdier. And usually you prune your apple trees when the tree is dormant. That means it doesn't have leaves on it. And so prune your tree so it's a little sturdier so that it's stronger and can hold those apples up.
On social media sites, I've noticed a lot of people are canning tomatoes, a lot of tomatoes this year.
You know, we've been talking about, when's my tomatoes going to ripen?
Yeah.
Well, they did.
They did.
Yeah. You just have to have patience. And, I've had some BLTs. It's unbelievable. And people are canning their tomatoes and making sauces and salsa, you know, with the peppers and, you know, cilantro and the herbs they're growing. So I think it was a great gardening year. Probably got a little bit wet, and it was hard to get out there and get the weeds out of there, but you always got weeds.
That's right. All right, Dwayne. Well, this has been fun here broadcasting from the fair, and you're right next to some of the food vendors here, Dwayne.
Yeah, they're going to start throwing it at me pretty soon, I hope. The food vendors, I mean, that's one of the reasons to come to the fair is tasting all the good food.
What do you enjoy?
All of it. I think we have the same problem.
That's right. Oh. Well, they're opening up right now, and the Hobo Taco Stand's open. Top Hog is open, and
Top Hog's one of my favorites.
Yep.
I like that. And
people are coming here for lunch.
Yep, so. I'm right here at the food stand. We're right across from that, the Home and Garden. So stop on down and see us at the fair. And if you don't, we have locations in Madison, Dawson, and Montevideo. They have Mums there, and we're just starting to harvest pumpkins. We have pumpkins and a lot of fall plants. And we're also going to be doing a fall planting, doing pots with mums and fall plants out at the Vine on September 20th. And you can register there at the Vine.
Okay.
And we're going to Heather Nursery, along with the Soil and Water Conservation and the Vine. She's going to offer food and stuff out there.
Good, great.
Be a fun time.
Good. Well, at Thursday, Senior Citizen Day, free gate for senior citizens.
We got in free.
You're a senior citizen. I'm a senior citizen.
Yeah, we're old.
Tonight, the White Sidewalls tonight at 6:30. It'll be a lot of fun.
There'll be a lot of things going on.
All right, Dwayne, thanks a lot. It's always a pleasure broadcasting live from the fairgrounds every year with you.
Yep, it sure is.
Can't believe
it. Another year down.
Okay.
Down the way.
All right, and that's another garden show here on Q92.